a man who is going to have us looking up this week, something we desperately need to do while we engage with the things we have to do, Mr. Bob King. There really ought to be music. We should have music. We should have studio sound of applause, don't you think?
Or maybe the Star Trek theme or something.
Oh, like that would be nice. Fabulous. All right, we'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll try to work on some things that we can look at this coming week or so, week or two. First of all, we are back again, Lisa. We have another full moon this week, and this one is a good full moon to pick strawberries by because it is the June strawberry moon. And that happens on Friday, June the 5th, and the moon will rise. Of course, being full, the moon is opposite the sun when it's full, so it's in the opposite part of the sky from the sunset. So when the sun sets in the west, the full moon rises in the east, and if you're lucky enough, I think the ice is out by now, you can see the moon come up over a nearby lake, or especially Lake Superior. So one of my favorite places to go, I'll just go to Skyline Parkway. I live on the eastern end of town, so I'll just take that east Skyline Parkway by Hawk Ridge, park there, and wait for the moon to come up. It pops up right over Wisconsin. Or go down to Brighton Beach, too. That's a wonderful area. Sometimes you'll meet a bunch of people down there, just people in lawn chairs or with cameras waiting for the moon to rise.
So wear your mask. Be smart.
Yeah.
And place your lawn chair 6 feet away from the other guy,
and
you'll be fine.
That's right. Always keep that distance. And, of course, celestial objects, again, like we touched on the other week, they don't have any problem with social distancing because they're so far apart, though they do appear to be close to one another in the sky just because they lie along the same line of sight sometimes. So we've got the full moon on the 5th, so be sure to catch that. Watch a moon rise. The other thing that's still happening this week, I may have mentioned a couple of weeks ago that the planet Mercury was visible in the evening sky. That is still out there. You can see it an hour after sunset. Bring a pair of binoculars. It'll be low in the northwestern sky below two brighter stars. The stars are called Castor and Pollux, so the brightest stars in the constellation of Gemini, the twins. So we have Mercury in the evening, and if you've noticed, I noticed yesterday evening, Venus is gone. Have you seen that? It's out of the evening picture now, sadly.
Was there a sign or something that said, be back in an hour? I'm taking a little time off. I'll be back soon. That kind of thing.
Definitely taking a few days off.
All right.
Venus is right now, or I should say tomorrow, Venus is in conjunction with the sun. So for the next couple of weeks, it started a few days ago, but the planet is lined up in the same direction as the sun because right now it is passing directly between the Earth and the sun. So if we look towards Venus, we're looking towards the sun at the same time, so it's completely lost in the glare of the sunshine.
And don't do that anyway.
Right now, if you could see it from outer space somehow, you would see a very tiny crescent, beautiful little crescent. Venus swings from the left side of the sun as we view it from the Earth, and the left side is the east side of the sun to the west side of the sun starting on June 3rd. And by the third week of June, it will have moved far enough along its orbit so that it will appear in the morning sky. So if you get up, like when you get up, if you get up at 4:30 or 4:30, 4:45, right in there, you'll start to see Venus again later this month in the morning sky. And what it really is a beautiful demonstration of its orbital motion from one side of the sun to the other as it orbits between us and the sun. So it pops from evening into the morning sky. And if you're out in the morning sky, I just love how Jupiter and Saturn look right now. They're about just under 5 degrees apart, which is three fingers held together at arm's length horizontally against the sky. They're about 5 degrees apart. And they look like a pair of eyes at dawn, due south, and they're mesmerizing. If you take a pair of binoculars and point them at the planets, to their upper left are two other pairs of stars. One is a real double star, and that one is called Beta Capricorni, in the constellation Capricornus. And the other one is Alpha. And Alpha is just a line of sight double, not a real one, but it sure looks real. So you have three pairs of objects all right within the same binocular field. And I did a blog on that just the other day, which you can link to, so that people can identify those objects if they happen to be out at dawn, which is an early prospect these days, now that we're in the month of June.
It certainly is, but oh my heavens, how fabulous does it smell?
Oh my gosh.
It just, I thought when I came up north when I was a kid, we had a lake place, and I thought, well, I come up and live up north, and I won't smell those wonderful good smells anymore, and I'll get used to them. And the world smells so fabulous, and it's so quiet and so peaceful. Get up, take a look around, take a deep breath, go back to bed if you have to.
But that's what I do.
Give yourself that experience.
I smell the air, I listen to the birds, and of course we still have the frogs. So there's bird song, frog song, smells, planets. I mean, it is a lush, beautiful time of year, whether you're trammeling the earth or the sky.
Yeah, it's pretty fabulous. We're pretty lucky up here.
I think we are, yes. Well, my daughter is here from a large city and staying with us because she unfortunately lost her job. And she notices the smell of the air all the time. She just loves it. She never really realized how wonderful it was kind of out in Duluth in the country compared to being in a city.
Sure.
So,
and I tell you, there are a few instances where I know that folks have come home to stay with their folks for whatever reason, either a job loss, or it's like, well, I'm working from home, and if I'm doing that anyway, I may as well be home with my folks. And I'm really envious of those parents. And I'm really happy for those families that, there's maybe a little silver lining here if folks can be reunited through this time and just be there and hang out together. And, well, and you don't have to do dishes anymore. You don't have to vacuum. You don't have to do anything. here's this nice young person who's been a grown-up professional, and all of a sudden dad's going, did you take the garbage out?
Yeah, that's actually happening here. So.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
One last little bit of news to mention. The next set of Starlink satellites that we've talked about, the ones sent up by SpaceX, the company owned by Elon Musk, those are going to be launched on June 4th, so on Thursday. 60 new satellites will be sent up, and that'll bring the total, I forget what the total is now. I think it brings it to 480 maybe, but those are always out, and if they're in a good position to see from the Northland, I will do a blog about them with time so that people can know when to look up. The full moon will kind of hurt things a little bit this week, for seeing fainter things, but the next batch of Starlinks. Also, astronomers have been working with SpaceX to alleviate some of the brightness of the satellites. So they're tilting them in different ways. They're creating sunshades, too, that would make them a lot fainter and be less of a problem for astronomy.
I know that we had talked about that a little bit earlier. If the prospect of all of those eyes watching you wasn't creeping you out enough with all the Starlink satellites, the idea that there might be more Starlink satellites to see than actual stars was something that was of a lot of concern to a lot of people.
Yeah, it was very disturbing, at least for me, because I don't know what it is. If you look up at the nights, well, you want to see what nature has to offer, because we're surrounded by the man-made all the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, some good news. Some good news from Astro Bob today. Thank you. We needed it.
Well,
we
you're welcome.
Needed
yeah,
that.
And I'm happy to see that the company is open to working with astronomers too.
That really is good news.
So that is good news.
Yeah. Now, if only we could have gotten Elon Musk to design the Viking Stadium and the bird-proof glass, we would have been in great shape. But I don't know. Maybe we can convince him later to come and see what he could do with a redo on that one. So
send him an email.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Thanks, Bob. Bob, thanks a million. Let's talk again in a couple of weeks. It's always super fun to talk with you.
Same here, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Mr. Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.